the faces of children. Look at each one and you will see purity and innocence. Their truth is taught through the harsh realities of today. But what if they were taught about acceptance and tolerance and how to live together despite their differences? Marasha Jewish Day School in Orange County, California is aiming to do just that. Teach the children about each other and in turn create an environment where there is no conflict. E. Fine is the school's director.
Sometimes, especially since 9/11, there seems to be a feeling of despair and hopelessness. And we want our kids not to grow up as adults feeling that way.
So the school focused their curriculum on teaching the students about deep respect and honor for others and their beliefs. But rather than teaching the beliefs from textbooks, Fine says they decided to take the classroom where very few have gone before.
They were just really thrilled to meet different kids, learn about different traditions and different religions, and they're not involved with the conflicts, the global conflicts. And I think that we plant these seeds of how to get along and relationship building, it could be a better world. If everybody was doing it with kids this age, we can make a difference and they can make a difference.
And what better place to start than bringing children from three different religions and backgrounds together? Muslims, Jews, and Christians. Each school visited the other, teaching each other about their practices and beliefs. The children say it was educational.
I learned that that Muslim means peace, and that there are actually fewer Muslims in Arab countries than in other parts of the world, and that a lot of them are pretty nice.
I learned that most of the things that we think about them is not true because of lies that we've heard from others.
Principal Jeremy Cavallero says parents were amazed.
Their responses were truly amazing. I mean, for them, it was like just another day because nothing really out of the ordinary happened. And here we are, all these adults making a big deal out of it, but they're just enjoying it for who these kids are. Oh, we got to play with more kids today. We've got to learn with more kids today. And it's just awesome.
We all have a book that we cherish, the Quran or either version of the Bible. So the kids realize that people around the world are just people and we're all part of the same community under the same sky and we all have things the same that we all worry about.
A lot of the interfaith work is about, breaking down barriers, but we felt with the kids this age that they didn't have the barriers to be broken down. What we were doing was building bridges through the education.
Bridges which educators like Eve Fine say must be taught at a young age. And Marasha Day School realizes their responsibility to the young students and says they hope to teach them one of the most powerful tools out there, respect. Kathleen Cantor is on the school's board of directors.
Learning to be thinkers, learning to integrate our faith and knowledge and act in the world and be respectful and tolerant of others is what it's all about. If we can raise citizens, if we can raise adults who are intelligent, who can think critically, and who can appreciate everyone in the world, then the world will be a better place.
Shali Zamarodi, VOA News, Los Angeles. Yeah.